We developed a program of training veterans to help with law enforcement co-response to help with veterans in crisis. So right now, the veterans are being trained. They're being trained in crisis intervention team training. They're being trained in battle buddy training and mental health first aid. Once they get this training, they get put on an on-call list, and they are allowed to come out with law enforcement. They co-respond with law enforcement to help de-escalate the situation as a peer. We have found over the years, with me being involved in crisis intervention team, that a peer response is the best response, because this is people that have lived experience. They kind of have an understanding of what these folks are going through. And then the veterans response team will respond. They will come in and assist the law enforcement to de-escalate the situation. And then the veterans response team will actually do the deferrals or refer these veterans to any other resources we have in the community that can help them out, whether it be through the Veteran Services Office, whether it be through Family Resource Center, whether it be through the Adams Board, whether it be through other veterans organizations. We are allowed to help them get into those resources so we can help them negate what they're going through. We know that a lot of veterans come back from military service, and it's sometimes not easy to adjust to civilian life because it's a totally different aspect. So that's one of the things we want to do. We want to help them adjust to life, and then we will actually also help them defer them into Battle Buddies, which is a program where a person that's trained through the Veterans Services Office gets trained as a battle buddy, and they're basically like a peer mentor throughout the whole process, and they stay with that veteran until that veteran feels that they no longer need any assistance.
Okay, and this is through the Veterans Service Office?
Yes, Veterans Service Office here in Hancock County. Nicole Coleman's obviously our boss.
And again, it's called, the name of it again
is? Veterans Response Team.
Okay.
We are looking for volunteers, veterans that are willing to go through the training. The training is free. It's volunteer basis, and you would be on call. We would issue the equipment, issue the training, and then you would be on call for whatever period you signed up for, and then you would help with law enforcement to respond to them. Now, when I say law enforcement, we will also respond to the hospital. We will respond to the jail. We'll respond to any place where the veteran's at. Outside of secured areas, we will always respond with law enforcement because they're trained crisis intervention team officers. So they will do the initial contact, and then we'll come along to help along with that process. We're trying to make sure that our veterans are taken care of. There's a lot of times the veterans don't know about the resources that we have. A lot of them don't even know we have a Veteran Services Office. So that initial contact is getting them linked up with resources. No matter what the crisis is, we're going to make sure that they're taken care of. As veterans, taking care of veterans.